Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo, giving you the inside track on all the big talking points from Anfield.
Jürgen, can we start with...
Of course.
Is it still the case that there's not been an offer from Saudi Arabia for Mo? And if an offer were to come in around £100 million mark, which is the figure being talked about, obviously Mo is 31 with 2 years on his contract. What kind of decision would you and the club be facing, weighing up the business side against the football side?
So, but I really, but it's always a bit difficult to talk about media stories. So, because there's nothing to talk about from our point of view, we don't have an offer. Mo Salah is Liverpool player. Obviously, for all the things we do, essential was will be. There's nothing there. If there would be something, the answer would be no. But that's it, pretty much.
So he's not for sale, but are there any concerns? What concerns do you have that, given the speculation, given the...
My life philosophy, or one part of my life, is I think about a problem when I have it. That's enough time then, because there is absolutely nothing in the moment. So when I... if there's something coming up that I don't think or I don't know, yeah, then I can think about that. But I said already, it's if there would be something, it would be a no.
And in Mo, you still see your players fully committed to Liverpool Football Club?
100%.
Coincidentally, you play a team backed by Saudi Investment this weekend as well. In Newcastle, they've obviously been able to shake things up in terms of the race for the top four. What opportunity do you see this weekend to... lay down a marker once again in terms of your own ambitions for this season?
Well, what a turnaround in the question. So, it's an away game at Newcastle. Newcastle is an incredibly strong team, qualified for the Champions League, fully deserved. Super development under Eddie Howe, I have to say. Smart business. Don't want to miss anybody, but probably the two stand out in this window, Tonali and Barnes, really good business, super intense style, massive atmosphere there. So this is a tough one. Played a really good first game where Aston Villa was really good as well, to be honest. In the end, the result didn't reflect probably the full game, but in the end, how they used their counter-attacks and stuff like this was absolutely exceptional. So the speed they have is really good. Newcastle, since last year at least, they don't concede a lot, but score. So, yeah, that's a proper game. And we tried since Sunday night to make sure that we are ready for it, and that's it.
I'm just checking on team news. Trent, Thiago, Curtis.
Trent, yes. Thiago from Monday on. Curtis from Monday on. And Ibu is a doubt. So, playing 40 minutes with 10 men didn't help. Let me say it like that. But that's the situation. So that's that. Yeah, no, rest is, should be available.
Good news about Alexis. And
yeah, very good news.
Is it?
You forgot that.
I was just
you worked longer together. Sorry? Massive, massive. I was not sure after the game. So I, when I saw the pictures back, and I was pretty sure that it's not a red card, but that doesn't mean then immediately that it will, that our appeal will be successful. I think we could make the point really clear, and the pictures were pretty clear as well. We don't have that a lot of times that pretty much everybody agrees on this is not a red card and should not be a red card. It's a bit of a early in the season, a bit of a message as well. So yes, harsh tackles and stuff like this should always be punished. I'm absolutely, I support that 100%, but it was not a harsh tackle. It was just a touch in a situation. So, and I said, it was for us on a day already tough enough to play then in the circumstances, around about 40 minutes with 10 men. We were obviously not prepared for that, but we scored the third goal, which was very helpful, and then we had to fight through it. And but it was a massive relief when I heard it's overturned.
The Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.
Not sure if you're aware, but you've beaten Eddie Howe as a manager more times than any other manager in the Premier League. It's 11 times. Is there anything in the way that he sets his teams up or the way he plays that you think particularly brings out the best in your teams?
I remember, unfortunately, in this case now, a defeat at Bournemouth. Around Christmas, I think, was it? Not sure. No, that's nothing. Eddie is a super coach, super manager. My first home game was against Bournemouth. In the cup, in the League Cup, 1-0, Nathaniel Klein, if I'm right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So a rare occasion, Kleine scored, and we had a massively changed team on that day. But I can't explain that. Obviously, well, for sure a few times on the lucky side of it. But that's it.
Yeah, again, it's not easy to sign one day for a team and come in and play the next day. I don't think Watari was maybe expecting to play the amount of time he played last week. But how impressed were you with his contribution? I think when he came on, he won a tackle within about 10 seconds and really contributed well. Now he's had a week in training, and you get the feeling he can add a lot more balance to the team, to midfield.
Yeah, it's still early days, but yes, you're right. It will come on top of that after 1.5 days, pretty much half a session, playing in a team who has to defend with 10 men, pretty much is really difficult. I think he did really exceptionally well for that. Now we have him here, three sessions now this week. Looks good. Is a good player, just like that. But I really think it's like, if it would be that easy to bring somebody in the center of the park and it would work out perfectly after 3 days, why we train them with all the others so long? And we could just do it always like that, bring them together and play the weekend. I was really happy. And no, it was not expected. We had him on the bench to bring him on, but obviously later, and in a slightly different situation, but so he did well, and now we can use that. The first marker is set, if you want, and now let's go from there.
Away from the Mo Salah speculation, what do you think FIFA and the footballing authorities need to do?
Well, I said that already.
No, but it's an ever-changing situation, isn't it, in terms of the way that the Saudi Pro League Money's always talked and talked very loudly in football, but this is a completely, they're playing with a different deck of cards to anybody else, even perceived footballing world powers.
I understand 100%. That's not comfortable. It's not cool for us. That's how it is. But so if we go and want a player from, I don't know, Wigan Athletic, so and we go there and they tell us the price and we pay it probably, but it depends a little bit, not only us, big clubs in the world of football, stuff like this, the Bundesliga like that, if Bayern comes, if Dortmund comes, then Bielefeld, Mainz are, they don't cannot really react on that, so that's the way it goes. And now, yes, there's a next level, definitely, and it's not great, but I think this is kind of part of the business. I'm not sure if you can change that or if somebody will change that, but what makes it from a specific moment on pretty much not possible to deal with anymore is in the moment our transfer window closes and the other transfer window stays open. So, and if they don't stop then it's like, okay, and how can we react? We have a squad together for the season, what we try to have until next week. And of course, then from that moment on, we play until the 1st of January. And this is our team, our squad. So that's how that's what everybody's used to. And now you have that problem. I think that in the past, if I remembered right, with Russia, long ago, thankfully, but that they had a different transfer window and still could still come and stuff like this. But that was not with that kind of completely crazy money. And yeah, it's not. It's new. It's challenging for everybody. And we have to learn to deal with it. That's what I would say. But the authorities should make clear that if you want to be part of the system, then do your business in the same time like all the others, at least. If we cannot change the rest, then at least let's change that, because I'm pretty sure the FIFA could do that like this. Not sure they want to, but they could.
Thanks, Mike. Any more for the open? James?
Yeah, just on Kanata, what's he done?
Muscle.
And that centre-back, do you feel as if you've got enough cover there for the season ahead? Or is it still an area you could potentially look at before the window shuts?
It's always nice in this room. It's always like well, we could do this, we could do that. Don't you think we can do that? If I would, I maybe one day you sit a day in my chair and you have to deal with all the other stuff as well. So in an ideal world, we have 6, 7, 8 centre-halves and are covered for absolutely everything. No, we need to be lucky with injuries, that's no doubt about it. I have no doubt about the quality of the boys we have. We have with Charles Kwanzaa, a super talented player as well. Yeah, so in this moment, we are covered, but it's not dreamland where you can be prepared for absolutely each situation. We had to learn that in the past as well, a couple of times. Yeah, we will try to do our absolute best to have a squad. So next week, a squad for us where we can react on pretty much everything. Is that possible? We will see.
You've been listening to the Blood Red Podcast from the Liverpool Echo.